Have you got any sort of, shall we say, eye-catching ones coming up, for instance, scooter rallies or anything of that nature? Or
I've not, at the minute, not got anything booked. I've been talking to Salford Knights again. Whether we'll do that again, we've done that 3 years on the run, to be honest. So I personally feel that it's time for a change, not from our point of view, from the people that attend Salford Night Scooter Rally. You know, they maybe want to see a different band this year, next year, sorry. But you know, there's other rallies that are getting in touch. Somebody over in Preston from Pogue Mahone's Scooter Club, I believe it's called, has just emailed me today asking me if we can do it. So you know, it's just, to be honest, the scooter scene doesn't, they get to the end of the season here now in 2014, then they start to get the heads together for next year. So, but you know, we enjoy playing them. It's all like-minded people, so it always goes down well.
It sounds as though it's going to be another sort of exciting year for you. You know, it's going to be busy, and hopefully the you're still going to be packing the crowds in and increasing the audience numbers. Is that kind of how you're looking at it?
Yeah, there's got to, I feel there's got to be a progression. You know, you've got to keep people wanting to see you. Once the numbers start dropping off and people are fed up with seeing you, which inevitably happens to every band. You know, if you keep covering the same areas, then people will get fed up. But we'd like to think we've got a bit of a longer span than that, because we do change our material quite regularly. And we're bringing in new stuff all the time and changing the sets round. So, you know, hopefully people won't get fed up with us just yet.
Good. Obviously, it's purely covers that the Manchester Ska Foundation churn out, which are obviously fantastic. Have you ever been in a studio and recorded anything? Have you got any plans to?
We have had a little go between us at writing a couple of bits, and we've got a few bits and pieces wrote out there. But to be honest, we've just been so busy this year, it's very difficult to get together and put all that stuff together. But you know, maybe in the next year we may do something like that.
Is it something that you kind of like the idea of, or are you just quite happy to, you know, do your couple of gigs?
Like the idea of maybe putting a few of our own original tunes together and seeing what they like. You know, everybody who's into music, I would imagine, and in a band, would like to try and do that to get their own expression out there. But you know, certainly it's I think it's very difficult to fill pubs and fill venues with your own material that no one's ever heard.
So, well, I mean, there's nothing to stop you recording a few covers maybe, and you know.
Yeah, we have had done that. We did do a little demo disc with five tunes on it, and we recorded that. We did it in Chewy has a studio, you know, our musical director, and he put a load of stuff together, which we sent out to a lot of different places, agents and stuff, and you know, that was okay. But regarding going in and having it mastered and all that kind of business, we've never really done that.
Good. Okay then. Well, that's a perfect update, and I think that's a good spot to leave it on. So thanks very much, Lee. Don't forget to check out Manchester Ska Foundation on their website, of course. Lee said the address before, and on Facebook. And thanks very much for coming, Lee, and I'll see you next year, no doubt.
No problem.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.